rezoning at 25 Fermor Avenue under file DAZ-239 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be also heard at the same time, namely, item 4 is a demolition at 25 Fermor Avenue under file Demo 173696 of 2012D.
I have one person here registered in support who I believe is the applicant, John Winthrop. Okay, John, if you can come forward.
I also have somebody registered in opposition, but we'll get to that after.
Sure. John Winthrop, 301-139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
If you want John, you can take your jacket off, set your bag down.
I don't think I'm going to be here that long, Councillor. I have nothing to add. Say I've read the report. No questions, no concerns about it. If there's anybody here in opposition, certainly can answer any questions from anybody if they want to speak to you after the hearing, or if I'm called back in rebuttal to answer any questions. Anything from the committee, I can answer any questions you have today.
Councillor Bays, any questions at this time?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, John, if you stand down, I'll call the other party up and see what they have to say. Is there anybody else here in support of this application who is not registered? No? Seeing none, I will call in the opposition, Alan, I think it's Alan and Eileen Weens. Would you like to? Okay.
Address,
Eileen Weens. It's 23
from Jason Thomas. We are neighbors of this proposed property, and
Eileen, before you start, could you just state your name and address for the record?
Sorry. I'm Eileen Weens, and I'm from 23 Fermor Avenue, and this property is right next door to us. And we are not opposing the demolition, because we certainly know the house next door needs demolishing. We are against the rezoning to be changing from R1 to an R2 for duplex.
Any particular reasons, Eileen?
Size of the lot, for one thing. The other thing that probably doesn't show very well on the survey that you submitted or that just came out on Friday is that Fermor Avenue is the highway, but where the homes are situated is like a service road, and it's only one lane. Parking is a nightmare as it is. Glenlawn High School is right next door. The students all park there. People who live on the homes or live on the street, single dwelling homes, want to park. If you have friends or family to come visit, it's impossible. Subjecting this lot, which is, like I say, only 50 feet wide, to having two homes instead of one, it just seems not feasible. We're also very afraid that this will be another rental property. We have lived in this residence for 38 years. It has been a nightmare for 38 years because there seems to be no control over who lives there. I could cite numerous incidents, but the owner also did not listen to the pleas of the neighborhood. I do have a petition here from the neighbors who are opposing this rezoning change as well. Okay. Also, the back lane is not paved, so adding more traffic down there with a duplex size is a nightmare too. Potholes, puddles, you name it. This is Old St. Patel. And if you look down the whole street, they're all single-dwelling homes. There have been some new homes. Like I say, we're not against the demolishing of this old house. We are not against the building of a nice new home. It's the duplex that's really the issue, which requires the rezoning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Councillor Mays, any questions? I just don't want to feel better. Good. Eileen, do you know what the parking is? Are there any parking restrictions on that service road?
No.
No, like 1 hour or 2 hour parking restrictions?
No. None whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you. We'll bring the applicant back up and we'll put some questions to him and see if we can't figure out any remedy here. John, before you come back up, I just need to make sure there's nobody else here in opposition who has not registered or for information that is not registered? No? Seeing none, Mr. Winthrop, you can proceed with rebuttal. You heard the commentary, concerns about rental property and no control of residents. And
yes, well, I'd first like to thank the residents for coming out tonight and speaking at the public hearing. We always appreciate hearing comments. I do believe the site was posted for a couple weeks. I'm not sure. Nobody contacted me prior to the hearing. I would have liked to have certainly spoken to any residents beforehand to let them alleviate their concerns, which I will do now for the committee. Regarding parking, the lot being 50 feet wide, the requirements are for a parking stall typically to be 8 feet wide, 20 feet long. This lot then can accommodate 6 vehicles to accommodate any kind of parking on the property or for the land users. In regards if it was a single-family dwelling, certainly I can have a large number of family members living there, up to 20, 14, doesn't matter. 30 people can live in a single-family dwelling because they're a family. A duplex, it will look like a single-family dwelling. It will have the same dimensions as a single-family dwelling. It will be designed to match the housing in the neighborhood. It will certainly be an improvement over what's existing there. It'll just have a door on the front and a door on the back. But it'll have a split unit to allow two families or two separate units. Generally, this is looking for, I would say, empty nesters, et cetera, people who don't necessarily want to have the size of a single-family dwelling anymore to move into the neighborhood or to stay within the neighborhood. So I believe we can address the concerns about parking by providing 6 parking stalls in the back off the public lane. That would be at least 3 per unit. That's pretty good for that neighborhood. That's pretty typical for a single-family dwelling, whether it has a front drive or a backyard.
Anything, Councillor?
Yeah, are you wanting a chance to talk to the residents? I mean, it sounds like some of their concerns are being addressed sort of on the fly here as you talk. The parking issue, and certainly the way, as Councillor Swindell has pointed out, we do have some other steps we could take on that. But so, as I understand, so you're proposing then 6 stalls operating off the coming off the back lane.
Yeah, that's typically is you can have 6 parking stalls. The city's Winnipeg zoning law does restrict you to the number of vehicles that you can have on a piece of property in a residential neighborhood. I wouldn't propose anything more than 6. That's not typical for a residential dwelling to have 8 or 10 vehicles parked on it. It's certainly not to look like a parking lot. But the lot is wide enough to accommodate that number of vehicles on there. That's not suggesting that's what will happen, but that certainly will alleviate or address the concerns from the residents of parking on the street. That's a typical concern usually raised at most hearings is parking. It seems to be a concern, and that can be addressed.
And I wonder if you can just, I mean, you've heard people say, why do you need a duplex or why a duplex? Can you, I think, touched on some of that in terms of yes. single family versus a duplex, but can you just clarify that?
Well, typically for a single family dwelling, there's a market out there, and there's, I guess with our growing population that's aging, there's a strong not only need but desire for people to downsize and to move into smaller units, as well as the starter home is becoming more and more expensive for young families to purchase and to move into just because of the housing market. By offering a duplex, certainly you're allowed to have two typically nice units side by side or one on top of the other, and you can allow people then to become more affordable to move into the neighborhood. Or if they're already existing in the neighborhood with a house and they want to downsize, they can still stay in the neighborhood and go to their churches and their community centers and participate in the community, but they're living in a smaller unit now to accommodate their needs because the kids have moved out.
No more questions?
No.
Thank you very much. You can stand down. I believe the residents there waiting to talk to you too, Mr. Winthrop, if you want to have any. Well, that's the presentations are done, ma'am. It's only the applicant gets to come up and rebuttal. What's your wish, Councillor?
I'll move forward. So that's everybody who's registered?
That's everybody.
Okay. So I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?